everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. And Kim, are you ready to unload your blue balls?
Can we stop, like, spreading the rumor that blue balls are an actual thing? This is not a thing.
Okay, you have no authority to speak on this subject, Kim.
That's true. I don't. I just, the theme of this episode is whiny baby boys. I mean, like, Clayton with the thinking his fiance is unclean because she touched a stripper. And then there's, like, Rob and then Sam with the blue balls. It's like, guys, stop whining.
To be fair, Chitra said, are you ready to unload your blue balls?
That's but true. She did start it.
Chitra's cool. I don't think blue balls in terms of, like, in the literal sense is real. And it's certainly not some kind of bucket that will overflow or something.
Like bust.
No. But it definitely will impact your behavior as a young man, without a doubt.
Okay. Look, all I know is that they didn't play the Chitra butt music, and I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll hear it again. Another theme of this episode, I'm so sad my family's not here for my wedding. Both Jasmine and Manuel. Felt bad for Manuel. Poor guy.
I did, and I just watching the previous episode that I wasn't here for, that was really emotional watching him on the boat saying that he misses his kids. And I think the last episode I was on, I talked about that for some reason I've been in the same spot, drunk and emotional on a boat. And I can't explain why.
Boats tend to bring it out of you. The man is happiest near a body of water, though. So it was surprising. He was like happy drunk, but also sad drunk at the same time. I mean, how much fun was Manuel having on that boat?
I don't know, because I kind of skipped around.
You know why else, like, this episode this week was so good? Nikki and Igor not on the episode.
Not to be seen. Yeah.
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 I also love that Gino is, like, picking his wedding venue based on the choice of, like, what fedora he can wear to match the ambiance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I want to just thank you and all of our awesome friends in the podcast community for stepping up big time over the last couple weeks when I've been out. If you are not a Patreon subscriber, and I honestly haven't listened to the last couple episodes that you've done, Kim, I'm sorry. But if you're not a Patreon subscriber, and I don't know if you've mentioned this, but my mother passed away a couple weeks ago, and that's the reason that I was out. So I really appreciate everyone's patience. It's been hard. It's been a lot harder than, I don't know. I don't even know what to compare it to, obviously, but it was, I guess it's harder than I just thought because, you know, she's been sick for a long time. So, I had a hard time getting through the episode, not because it was bad, but just because it felt like just kind of like soul crushingly pointless, if I'm being perfectly honest. But yeah. I will say, even though it took me like 7 hours to watch this episode, like, I mean, it felt like 7 hours, let's just say.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be back hanging out with you, and this is going to be a great distraction, and I'm excited to get silly for sure.
Yeah. Oh, we have lots of dumb stuff to talk about. So,
oh, yeah.
Distraction is my goal for the next couple of hours.
I'm ready to learn things about America. I've been told that there's America learning to be had.
If you are not a Patreon subscriber, we have a new segment on Patreon called Kim and Kyle Learn America, since we get so much shit for not knowing anything about the South. And today I'm going to teach Kyle about Ohio. I'm so excited. I'm so prepared. I've been preparing
for Kyle,
2 weeks.
Monetizing ignorance since 2018.
Hey, have a secret. I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Let's talk Clayton and Anneli.
I fucking hate Clayton. I hate him so much.
He's awful. Like, he seriously think, like, what made you more angry? Just the general misogyny of the whole way he's approaching the stripper situation with Anneli, or the fact that he thinks he can lose 10 kilos in 3 minutes of doing squats?
Dude, if I could lose 10 kilos in one day, I would be... more ripped than Patrick Swayze in tights.
He doesn't understand God. How this works. Yeah.
So you feel like it's just rote misogyny. I kind of felt more like this was a deep, deep insecurity, with like possessiveness. And yeah, I kind of wonder, like, he's so clearly now transitioned into incel behavior. A part of me does wonder if he has this like disgusting kind of Andrew Tate view of women being like tainted, or this absolutely disgusting concept of they say like mileage, which is so fucking revolting. Ew. Yeah, or and another is like body count. It's just like so fucking disgusting. That's the way that these guys, that's the way that these misogynist YouTubers and Instagrammers talk. And I wonder if he kind of,
that I ever heard that.
Yeah. I wonder if he kind of buys into that kind of red pill mentality where if you have this big cock in your face, you're, you know, forever unclean. You know what I mean?
That's actually what I have in my notes is like he thinks that she's a slut because she had a stripper dong in her face and she's dirty now. Like that's kind of was my takeaway from this episode.
That, I mean, that could certainly, now that we know how gross he is from his actions on the show and social media, I wouldn't put it past him. The way that I was reading it while I was watching was more to do with like deep insecurity.
He says like, "Oh, you're gonna leave me with the stripper."
I was like, "For this dude, like, what the fuck are you talking about?"
Doesn't even know this guy's name. He pretended he was immigration.
That's fucking hilarious. By the way,
so funny.
And also the fact that she told him that, thinking that it was funny. It made me like her a lot that she told him that, like trying to defuse the situation, you know. I laughed really hard when she said, "I thought he was immigration."
I know. He was dressed like a cop. And this is what's so frustrating. How can you blame Anneli? She was a participant, willing or unwilling. I mean, look, she showed up to a bachelorette party that his sister threw for her. She doesn't know anyone. It was very gracious of Clayton's sister to put together any sort of celebration for her. She shows up in a party bus that drives around for 30 minutes. What's she supposed to do? Hop out of the window of the bus? Tell Brandy, like, "I am really unhappy." Like, she can't even communicate with your sister, bro. I mean, what is she supposed to do?
Didn't we have someone on, wasn't it like You, Me, and My Ex, where that literally happened? Where, like, there was a stripper coming to, there was some kind of incident.
It was the guy, God, It was the guy that was with, they had a tiny baby and
yeah, and he's bisexual and his boyfriend like got a stripper, and then the guy freaked the fuck out and it's like, how dare you? I can't. And he basically jumped out the window and got into a huge fight because his buddy got him a stripper.
And then his buddy proceeded to really enjoy that stripper.
Yeah, that's the only time I can remember that happening. Because to your point, I mean, you're absolutely correct. The only thing she could have done was get up, demand that the driver stop the bus, and get out in the middle of the suburbs and just figure out how to get back
get home
with no money, and she can't speak English.
Yeah, Clayton, like, what do you... It's so irritating. I don't understand the perspective of like the angry partner. Like Alexi did this to Lauren too. He was so mad. And I'm like, she didn't. I mean, this was years ago, but it's like, dude, Lauren didn't plan this bachelorette party. Her sister took her to the strip club. What's she supposed to do? Be ungracious? I mean, I guess Lauren had a little bit more power in that. She could have left. She could have called her mom to pick her up, but it just makes you look like a dick, you know? I mean, somebody's planning your party. You just go. You have a good time. I mean, I understand Annalie's frustration and that. And this kind of makes me understand maybe the dad thing a little bit more, too, is that Clayton seems to dwell on something that has made him unhappy and ask the same questions over and over and over and over again.
Perseverates. Yeah.
And I just don't know that I could deal with that. I mean, he's like, we need to, okay, I have more questions. She's like, dude, we've already gone over it. I got in the party bus. I didn't even really touch the guy. I didn't dance with him. He just like swung his dong in my face for 30 minutes. And then I was home.
I
mean,
I went back and watched that. She had a good time. She was, I kept hoping that. She should have. I kept hoping that he was going to like look at her photo roll and see the videos that she took.
I mean, you saw this segment. I wonder if they're fighting after this aired.
Well, not at the time, but I can't remember. Are we spoiled on them? I can't remember.
We are.
Fuck. God, I really hoped that they didn't get married
the preview. This last scene of this episode was riveting too, and it was, I wish I weren't spoiled because it would have been more riveting. I wanted her to leave and go home so bad, you know.
Yeah, and the previews, it's like, damn, yes, it's, get out of there.
Yeah, get, I would love, like, look, you know what would have been even a better storyline? If she had run off with the stripper. Can we have one of these people run off with the stripper? That would be great. It would be so funny and ridiculous.
That's a lockup plot that, right there.
I was just about to say that's something that happens on Love After Lockup, though.
Yeah.
I love how she threw Brandy under the bus. She's like, I kept telling the stripper to get away from me and dance with Brandy. And honestly, Brandy was enjoying it. She was having a great time.
One of the things that cracked me up is that he calls Brandy and then he blames Brandy for Annalie running off when he just screamed at her for 10 minutes about the betrayal. And then it's Brandy's fault that she's crying right now, Kim.
It's so frustrating when he says, well, the stripper ordeal is making Annalie leave. And Brandy's response is, why? She's like, why?
I'm the victim. I'm the victim here.
Clayton, I think she's leaving because you would not stop asking her questions about the stripper and you were losing your mind about it.
I love that she says, shut up and give her a hug, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Yeah.
And he tries to do that. Like in the Annalie's like pacing, trying to figure out what she should do. Clayton takes Brandy's advice, kind of, and like gives her a hug.
Do you still love me? Fuck you.
And then he launches straight into, I need to know more details. And she's like, I can't, dude. I can't.
I kind of wish that she just looked at the producers and said, okay, run the tape. Can we just get this over with? Run the tape.
We filmed the whole thing. Sit here and watch it. Like, what details do you want? Do you think Annalise seriously, like, had sex with a stripper on a party bus?
If I put myself in a place where I'm mad about this, I guess the only thing I'd want to know is, like, did you grab his schlong? No? Then, okay. You know? Fucking whatever.
Yeah. Like, did have he, you like, ever been shove in a strip it? Did club?
Were you, like, assaulted with his penis? And did you grab it or, you know, tug it around or something? Like, I don't know. After was, that, like, who fucking cares?
That dong was in her face.
Oh, yeah. Like, but, like,
heavily smacked her in the face.
I mean, not in her face, like, literally, but yes.
It was, like, really, like, maybe 2 centimeters from her face. It was really close. I've never had a stripper dong that close to my face, I have to say, so funny.
You haven't lived, Kim.
Clearly, I haven't. Clayton actually said, I wrote it down, my fiance wants someone else. I'm really upset. And this is like, my husband always makes fun of people that are upset that they're like at bachelorette parties, that their partner is like a stripper's there and the partner gets really mad. My husband thinks this is hysterical. And he's always saying, what do they think is going to happen? They're going to run off and like marry the stripper. I'm like, I guess. Like, that's literally what Alexi thought. I don't know.
I've read some gnarly stories on Reddit about bachelorette party stripper orgies. But, and I know it happens for sure. But
really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm super naive. I guess.
No, this shit definitely happens. But if it happens and you find out about it, like, you dodged a bullet. So why be so scared of it?
I don't even know what to say about that, because I just like assumed it was like stripper, shake, 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 dance, 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 laugh, laugh, laugh. Okay, done. But you're saying that this can actually get dark.
Well, it's possible. I can't say how often it happens, except in Ohio, you know.
Stop. Okay, we're moving on. Kyle.
I don't want some stripper breaking us apart. I didn't work this hard for 2 years. It's not an option.
He actually says, I didn't pay this much money to get her here. Like, he's only upset that he got through this visa process and paid the money, and now she had stripper dong in her face. Can't move forward.
Pretty cool.
I hate this guy.
Speaking of super cool dudes.
Oh, I hate Rob too. Kyle, I have to list, as a precursor to talking about Rob and Sophie, the Facebook posts. That I wish they would have shown these on the screen, like they show the text messages sometimes. These are the, like, what, first off, is Rob a 45-year-old housewife? Who is posting on Facebook?
Yeah, just, it sounds like the things he was posting were more analogous to tweets, but he's doing them on Facebook? That's fucking amazing.
We have your Stanley Cup in various colors, and you're just, like, live streaming on Facebook? Who does this? I've always had myself, so I'll be good alone. When she buys a meal one time and acts like she takes care of you. How do I sleep at night knowing she thinks I lie? And then something about like acting emotionally intelligent to someone who is not emotionally intelligent. I'm like, Rob, I would have read one of these and been like, my vagina is too dry to ever have sex with you again. Over. Game over.
I tell you, this is what people did on Facebook circa 2007, maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
When we were in our early 20s at maximum. Maximum.
I mean, Sophie is in her early 20s. She's 23. But
yeah,
Rob,
but
like,
it's 2023 and Rob is 30. It's just fucking wild.
He doesn't deny posting any of the things that she states. No. His comeback
you don't have to look at my social media.
And then in the same breath, in his ITM, is like, well, I thought maybe I could get across to her in a different way if she wasn't going to listen to me face to face. I'm like, which is it, Rob? You didn't want her to look at the Facebook, or you wanted her to look at it and you thought you were getting across to her in a different way? Can't be both. Can't be both, Rob.
This concept of I need you to have my back is a really just bastardized version of I need you to be ride or die that misses the whole point. Because what he wanted her to have his back on was, first of all, stupid. And second, it's like he wanted her to have his back in an argument that he was having with her. and her mom, like, it doesn't make any sense. And it's she feels the same things about the apartment that her mom does. So he's essentially asking her to lie and quash her feelings in order to have the appearance of loyalty to external parties. And yeah. I find that super strange. Super strange.
He just wants something to like complain about and pin on her, right? It sounds like he literally just wants to be like, he just wants to be upset about something and be, you know, making her the bad guy constantly.
Well, he loves bringing her down to his level.
Yeah.
Right. He just cannot handle that her life has gone in roughly the direction that she hoped it would, broadly, that she's financially independent and that she's happy. And he just can't have that. I think that that's, he's so insecure. I just think that that concept is threatening to him. He has to constantly go after her.
Yeah. I get frustrated with Sophie too, though, even though, like, again, it's really hard. It's easier for me to forgive Sophie's behavior because she's so young and impressionable, but she's so desperate for Rob's approval. Like, she talks such a big game with her mom and her, you know, we see her with her friends too. She's like, I just don't know if I can marry him. I'm 50-50. But as soon as she sees him, she's like, did you miss me? How are you? It's so sad to watch, you know?
It's gotta be dad issues, right?
He says stuff like, I was left out to dry.
It's got to be dad issues, right? That, you know, Papa was a rolling stone, approval seeking.
Yeah.
You're right. She talks a good game with mom and then just wilts with him for the most part. She finally gets really upset with him, but
she makes excuses for him too, though.
I know. No, absolutely.
She's like, well, I don't want him to feel alone. I don't want him to feel like we were coming after him. It's like, dude, like you say, I mean, she does correctly identify it eventually too. She's like, you know, you sit here and like the only way that we resolve a fight is that I have to apologize.
Right.
He can't. So frustrating.
It's, who gets the last word type thing. He won't apologize until she has apologized so that he can still feel like he won the argument, I think. Mm-hmm. It's about winning for him. It's not about making progress in the relationship.
And he never admits any wrongdoing. He will never apologize first. It seems like he kind of panics when he sees how upset she gets. And he's like, okay, I am sorry. I am sorry that I did XYZ. But he's just never gonna admit he's wrong without her getting super, super upset. And that's just so disappointing. I don't understand how they make up. They always make up, and I don't understand how it happens.
I know. I totally agree. For him to assert in that Facebook post that he is more emotionally intelligent than she is probably the stupidest thing he's ever said. And he said it publicly on social media to all of his friends and presumably some of hers. So stupid.
I wish somebody would have screen grabbed these from his social media and posted them. I mean, maybe they will after, you know,
he probably deleted them.
Aired, so, yeah. Ugh. He's so irritating. Maddie brought up, you know, like in last week's episode, how Rob was like, oh, you know, they get in a fight and he sends her these weird text messages like of a fancy car saying this is our future. And I was like, what is that, a flex? Like, what's happening here? And Maddie brought up the concept of future faking and that this is something narcissists do to say to their partner, like, oh, you know, this is what our future looks like. But they actually have no avenue to get there and achieve it. And I thought that was really interesting.
You have anything
else on these two?
Welcome back home to the house you hate.
Yeah, who would like this house, Rob? You've got a shared bathroom outside. You have an outhouse. And this is a horrible place. It sucks. Nobody wants to live here. I'm sorry.
You know what the thing that I hate most about Rob and Clayton is their constant self-victimization.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And on that note, let's move on to Sam and Citra.
yeah, please. This is like wholesome. It's heartwarming, except, you know, for his mom, who's a bigoted idiot. But
I honestly forgot there was even like a mom storyline.
Yeah, this is nice. I really, really, really love the idea that someone can be very publicly on TV calling themselves an atheist for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then just slip in, I'm an atheist because I believe the gods are outside our solar system because of the pyramids. What in the actual fuck are you talking about? You're not an atheist. That's fucking amazing. I fucking
alien
love it.
Dad needs to be on Pillow Talk. I love this man. I love he's wearing sunglasses the whole time in the mosque. He definitely doesn't believe in this, but he just says, I find most religions pretty fascinating. Like, what a great mindset.
You know, hacking a butt in the parking lot before you go into the mosque, you know, fucking talking about the only thing. Look, it was funny, but it is very unfortunate that one attributes pyramids to aliens and or extra solar deities, because that's like it's funny, but that is an inherently super racist thing to say. I can't support that. Yeah. Yeah. It's basically like the idea that ancient peoples from other cultures that aren't white are like incapable of constructing these monoliths, right?
I didn't even think about it that way. I was just,
that's what all these
keeping it light and thinking alien dad's stoned.
Yeah, you'll notice that
be aliens.
No one ever like pontificates on whether aliens made Mount Rushmore or Big Ben or any other thing in a fucking white person country, right?
Fair point. Those are slightly more recent.
I understand, but even point. like ancient wonders of the world, the Colossus of Rhodes, like aliens didn't drop that off, right? It's just the pyramids and, yeah, you know, the ziggurats of Mexico and, you know, the Nazca lines. Basically, if you're brown, it must have been aliens because these people are too stupid.
Can we agree that there was a whole fucking
episode of Ancient Aliens about how the Incan civilizations could have possibly have built this wall because the stones are too well cut. It must have been aliens. Fuck you.
We're learning things on 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Can we agree that Alien Dad is stoned and that's why he's wearing sunglasses?
He's gotta be fucking baked to oblivion. There's no gods except outside of our soul. How does that make any sense?
I don't know, Kyle. This guy is, he's just so crazy. Every time Alien Dad's on the screen, I lose my shit and I laugh. I think he's hilarious.
If he's behaving this way just to troll his ex-wife, I'm all about it though. Just say the most outlandish shit because she is clearly 10 times worse. I don't try to convert anyone, but I'll just completely cut you out of my life if you don't believe the same things I do.
Right.
Eat shit.
Do we know where Chitra's mom is?
That must have been an episode one thing. I don't think she's alive.
Okay. Because the dad... I am curious. Maddie thinks that Chitra's trying to escape from her dad, basically.
Dad's so more than willing to deposit them into all of his kids, clearly, into very strange situations. So he's, I kind of feel like he's trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, might be that too. It's so disappointing to see your dad sit down and have a super hard ass conversation with Sam or act like he's going to. And basically it is, are you going to waste my kid's life? Sam says, no, sir. And he's like, okay, you can have her. Let's marry her off in the next 5 minutes. Like, dude, it's so easy every time.
Just give me grandbabies. Yeah. Try not to go to jail or anything, you know what I'm saying?
His demands are
pretty much like be Muslim. Don't do drugs. Yeah. Don't do illegal drugs.
Illegal drugs.
When I lived in California, I didn't do illegal drugs, you know? It's great.
Did you laugh when he was like, this was a great father-son moment? Sam says this. He's like, I've never had anything like it. I'm like, Alien Dad's right there, dude. He seems pretty involved in your life.
But I still believe that that's true, though.
Sam is like very earnest with her dad. And he's like, you know, I'm going to take care of her, man. And he does. I have to admit, like, he says he's nervous in the mosque, like doing the converting to Muslim. And I agree. It's kind of nerve wracking to go in front of the whole congregation and, you know, state your belief and try to repeat these words. And he says he has stage fright. Like it, there's a lot of people there.
I mean, if you're even remotely sincere about the words that you're saying, it's pretty weighty. It's a pretty cosmically serious moment that, you know, if I did that and I believed it, it would be one of the most pivotal moments of my entire life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As it should be. I mean, if you're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
I think Sam like makes some sort of comment to the dad, like, I want to be like you and Chitra's mom.
Smart. And,
Yeah, which was a smart thing for, I mean, hopefully it was an earnest thing that he said, but it made me wonder, like, where, I don't remember the discussion about where she went, but
I have no idea if she's just not interested in being on camera, or is like literally been dead for 20 years. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember if they talked about it, but, you know, it was Sam, you know, follows Chitra's dad through the voodoo ceremony.
Until he touches a dirty, dirty woman. Sorry.
It's like, we're going to have to do it all over again now. But I mean, overall, I don't have a ton to say about this conversion ceremony. Sam seems to be doing this in earnest. He pronounces his new faith. He has stage fright. It does look scary to be performing in front of all these people. And then they're married. They do the wedding ceremony and dunzo.
So by all accounts that actually matter, he can blow loads right now, right?
I think so.
Yeah. God will not be upset. They still have to get married in, you know, legally, the eyes of the most important thing, you know, good old America.
Yeah.
Way more important. But I wonder if all this drama about finding someone to marry them is just kind of contrived. I feel like it's one of those things that's going to go away in 10 seconds after they try to make it seem like this is an emergency. Like, you could literally go to the courthouse and just knock this out if you're that worried.
I know. I have the same thing about Ashley and Manuel, which we'll talk about next. But
totally.
I was like, really? Like, we can, I guess in some places you have to make an appointment at the courthouse, but it seems like pretty low stakes.
In Ashley's case, I get it a little bit more because it is a destination wedding. People bought their plane tickets. I understand that anxiety.
Yeah, me too. But this, I don't know. It seems like, I mean, we'll talk about the next time on, we'll get there. Let's talk about Ashley and Manuel first, and then we'll come back to what's happening next week. But can anyone get married on a public beach? Like, talking about Ashley and Manuel, because they're in Florida. I think they're in West Palm Beach. Florida things, you know.
I could be wrong, but I think you need a permit.
But that's what I would think.
Maybe,
I mean,
not
just
everywhere.
Walking,
I don't
along
know,
the beach, you're like, we'll just get married right here. I'm like, really?
If you just have 4 or 5 people and friends, you just show up. What's someone going to do? Someone going to call cops that you got five that's people true. Standing on a beach for 10 minutes? You certainly, I don't know. In California, you definitely can't like block off a beach because they're all public property.
They are all public.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can also have a gathering of more than a certain number of people.
Right. If you're going to have 200 people on a public beach, you got to permit that shit.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like, I mean, she's got what? How many friends are in that Airbnb? Maybe 5? And I think like her mom and her sister. I mean, how many people are we talking about for this wedding total? Is probably maybe 20?
Dozen to 20. Yeah.
I mean, how many people were on that boat? Maybe 8 total. Yeah. I think it's like 6 friends and then Ashley and Manuel. But anyway, yeah, I think a solid baker's dozen. And it just seems like this is just poor planning all around. Why is
she had
officiant?
A wedding planner?
And it's the wedding planner that's calling. Like, if you're getting married outside, you are going to sit here and tell me that you're not watching the weather like a hawk.
Well, not just that. I mean, Ashley makes it sound like it never occurred to her that it might have, there might be weather in Florida in the late summer. Never thought about this. And then that's one thing, like, that's kind of silly, but okay, like, fine. I'm not Floridian. But then she hired a whole ass wedding planner that apparently didn't tell her either.
I'm like, dude, the wedding planner's calling her the night before and she's just blown away that there's a tropical storm headed her way.
How are you not going to tell someone like 4 days in advance? Like, I think you typically, although there was that kind of freak storm that hit Mexico with literally hours notice, but
yeah, you're right.
I feel like you got, for the most part, you're going to know a couple days out.
Usually it's big news that a hurricane's a brewing, and this is the name of it, and it's coming this way, and these are the trajectories we think that it could take.
Does anyone in Florida even like blink at a tropical storm, though?
I don't know. Maybe that's a segment for Kim and Kyle Are in America.
Yeah. Florida people, is a tropical storm. You used to be like, tropical storms ain't shit. I'm not even going to fucking go to the grocery store for a dumbass tropical storm.
When do you start boarding up your windows, you know?
Category 17 before I give a shit. I don't know.
Categories of hurricanes.
Well, okay. I know about that.
Oh, I don't. How would you know about that?
I read.
Okay. Well, that's silly. Stop doing that. Manuel's mom has met Ashley before. Prove me wrong. She's calling her like, oh, my sweet daughter, like nuera querida. I mean, you know, beloved daughter-in-law. This woman has met Ashley. At least on Zoom or FaceTime.
Well, yeah, they did FaceTime early on when he arrived.
Yeah, but the whole storyline has been, I don't have any contact with his family.
Right.
I don't have a relationship with his family. I'm like, I don't know. You and his mom seem awful cozy, which is a great thing. But I mean, nuera querida, like, you don't say that to somebody you met once on a FaceTime for 2 minutes.
I wonder if she's just super sweet and grateful that he's finally like getting the fuck out of here and is presumably going to become successful, productive American and support the family. I don't know.
He was productive in Ecuador. He was supporting the whole family. He was working his ass off.
He probably won't have to work nearly as hard to get the same amount of money once he's in the workforce, though.
I guess. I don't know.
He's going to have to work hard because that's what we do in this country. But dollar for dollar, he's going to make more here for sure.
Oh, I agree with that. It's just, I don't think anybody is actually acknowledging the fact that it's going to be a year and a half before he can work.
Yeah. Certainly not Ashley. She doesn't know.
This was really sad. Mom's crying. She's like, I can't be at the wedding. I never imagined I wouldn't be at your wedding. And Ashley's trying to be really like, by the way, have we ever seen a conversation between the American partner and somebody's like family back in their home country in their native language? Because Ashley, I thought, was like, damn, she's like really getting down with the Spanish and talking to his mom here. I don't think we've ever seen this.
My notes about this scene were calling mom to make sure he knows she cares about his family. It's a sweet call. Nothing happens.
Like, yeah, that's pretty much that's it. I just like, can't the officiant just like go to the Airbnb and sign the marriage license?
Right.
This is a non-issue. I'm just calling it their bluff. I think it's kind of bullshit.
When she says she has no plan B, my whole world will implode tomorrow, I could understand being really upset that something you planned and people spent money and feeling anxiety about that, for sure. But you can get married still. He's not going to get fucking deported, dude.
Yeah, he's not getting deported. If there's a legit tropical storm approaching the region, their planes aren't going to land anyway. Can you land a plane when a hurricane's coming through?
I would assume no.
I'm going to guess no. But again, this is something I am noting to research for later.
Hurricanes. Not Florida. Ask Polish father-in-law.
Okay, that would be great. Please ask him. Would love to know his thoughts. The next time on was pretty
intense.
Pretty intense. Is this the finale or the penultimate episode, perhaps?
It feels like that's coming. We haven't seen any actual weddings yet, so there's got to be at least two more.
I think it's 17 and 18 and then tell all. I'm calling it now. That lines up with, we know that HEA starts on March 17th. So, you know, we're about 6 weeks out. I wish I wasn't spoiled on Clayton and Annalie, because this genuinely looks enthralling, perplexing. Annalie just looks like she doesn't show up at the wedding. Which, God, honestly, it could happen.
I really hope that she doesn't. And then the last episode, they just go to the courthouse or something.
Like that scene where Clayton is just crying in an empty room of chairs
with and a t-shirt,
tries to comfort him. I'm like, this looks legit, but I bet you anything, this is total edit frauding. It's Cam. It's before Clayton gets dressed.
Yep.
And Cam's trying to get him going and get him dressed before people show up.
Right. It's before the entire ceremony, and he's just freaking out because of his fuck up.
Yeah. More confusing than ever is the scene with Sophie at the gym with Rob, and he's like, your boob's popping out. I'm like, what? What is
this
happening?
This is the Gino Jasmine style post fight boring episode where nothing happens. And by the end, I'm sure they'll be at each other's throats again.
I'm so confused about the entire thing. Gino and Jasmine apparently get married next episode, or she looks great, by the way. It looks like she's hardly wearing any makeup when she's in that wedding veil. I don't know if this is her bachelorette party or this is the wedding, but she is really sad because her family can't come. I believe this to be genuine. I mean, she's got two kids and neither one of them can come to her wedding. It's really sad.
Who was she on the phone with? That wasn't her sister.
I thought it was her sister.
Oh, her sister always struck me as looking like she's 14.
Yeah. And
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it was the way the FaceTime was. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then we see like Sam scrambling to get a wedding officiant last, because the sister's dad's like, is that a priest? He's like, oh, no, sir. Scrambling to find another officiant like left. Yeah. It's like, shit. Didn't think about that. And then Nikki and Igor say goodbye. She leaves Moldova. And then we have seen on like other, like this season on, where Igor breaks up with her via text.
Yes.
And I'm so just like, stupid. Does this happen? Because Igor seems to be really sad at her leaving. Obviously, we know that's not true. But no episode next week, everybody. No episode next week. It is the Super Bowl. So we're going to have to wait 2 weeks to see this.
In all seriousness, we will have something. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but I guess we'll figure something out for next week. But it's the Super Bowl next week. There's no 90-day episode. So in 2 weeks' time, maybe we will have the final episode or the penultimate episode or God knows what. But we're not going to learn anything for at least 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely don't learn anything just generally watching this show or any related activity. With all that said, Kim, I want to get your last thoughts on the episode this week.
I liked this episode. I think it felt more meaty because there's no Nikki and Igor, which is all just bullshit stuff. I think it, when we get these genuine moments of Manuel, you know, really showing his sadness, it makes them really feel like a real couple. I think we're going to see them on HEA, I suspect, especially with the fact that we saw that they were involved in that TLC party earlier or like late last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sam and Chitra too are like a real couple.
They're a real
and
couple.
I just like, I have never wanted anyone to run faster than Annalie. I want Annalie to go home and I want Sophie to go home. And I 100% wish that we had more couples on 90 Day Original Recipe that didn't get married, because the whole premise of the show is, will they or won't they get married after the 90 days? But they always get married.
Every single time, no matter how horrible an idea it is.
Sophie needs to go home. And if she doesn't go home here, she's going to get divorced and end up on single life, which I am okay with. That's it. That's my only thoughts.
On Tuesday's premium podcast episode, we're going to be doing a lot of catch up. We got single life. We got diaries. Are we still going to be talking locked up?
Prison Brides.
Oh, yeah, that one. Prison Brides.
It's great stuff. I am enjoying Prison Brides. It's because we have not discussed the specific crimes of these people, which are like legit serious violent crimes. But these I watched this week of Prison Brides with my aunt who's in town, and she's like, what is going on in the show? And it was so fun to watch it with somebody that is just like has never heard of this, is not in this world, doesn't watch these shows. And she's just sitting there like, what is the show? What are you watching? And the confusion is great.
There will be no 90-day episode until February 18th, Kim.
Yeah.
Crazy. But we will have something on Super Bowl Sunday. No guarantees what it is. Other than that, Kim, who are our sponsors this week that we can thank?
Thank you to BetterHelp. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the episode. You can go to betterhelp.com/craycray to get 10% off your first month. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring. And yeah, we'll be back next week with episode 17. Or sorry, we'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 17, if you can believe it.
And if you can't wait that long, you can go to realitycraycray.com, sign up for a premium podcast for $5. We will have several episodes out in between this one and the next 90 day. So if you need more content, we're going to have hours more for you over there.
We also, you know, we're on Instagram at 90 Day Fiance Cray Cray. If you want to go there, go to our link in our bio. It links directly to Patreon, directly to Supercast.
And all that stuff's in the show notes too. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Boy. Thanks for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Join our community of Cray Crays by subscribing to our premium podcast feed for $5, either on Supercast or Patreon by visiting realitycraycray.com. Benefits include 3 times the podcast content you get now, ad-free, covering all other 90 Day Fiancé content, and our listener-requested favorite shows outside 90 Day. Access to our members-only Facebook group with thousands of 90 Day fanatics, our podcast archives with over 600 episodes, all ad-free, and you can listen to all of that on your favorite podcast player. With an optional subscription add-on, you also get access to our long-form documentary podcast, D-Sides, where we cover the latest streaming documentaries. You're almost there, lazy. Go to realitycraycray.com and sign up literally in seconds if you use Apple Pay. All the links I've mentioned are in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you next week.